Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It is the 22nd day of February 2009. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours live. Thank you for joining us. You know, I get this question emailed to me every day when I'm on other radio talk shows or on television. People ask me this question over and over again. And they say, Alex, why are you so negative? Alex, why are you saying things are so bad? Why don't you just be positive? Well, if you go into the doctor and they tell you you've got a huge brain tumor on the CAT scan, but the good news is it's easily operable and that you'll be fine after a week's stay in the hospital, and you just say, doctor, I think you're a conspiracy theorist. I don't like to hear that type of bad news. And so you go home, and a few months later the tumor grows on your brain stem, and suddenly you can't walk, and you go back to the doctor and you say, okay, I guess it's true. I guess I do have this brain tumor. And they say, sorry, it's too late. It's eaten into the brain stem. We may be able to save you, but you're going to be paralyzed from the neck down. In fact, I've seen real cases of that. People are in denial. No, I'm very positive about the fact that this nation has a giant brain tumor. That's the federal government. And that throughout the body of the country, the states, we have hundreds of other tumors. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of you didn't listen, and you made jokes and laughed about it. It's fun to be a yuppie and snicker and feel powerful, or it's funny to be a mainline right-wing person and think everything's okay, and it's fun to be a mainline liberal. And the nation will probably go ahead and fall apart into the North American Union and will be like Mexico slash North Korea with a sprinkling of the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. And that's what you wanted. That's what you demanded. That's what you needed. You know, you could have had the tumors removed when they were very small. But we do have a chance to remove them, but only if people finally wake up and get involved and educate yourselves very, very quickly. If you don't do that, we're in deep trouble. So, no, I'm a very positive person. That'd be like if I saw my neighbor's house on fire and I went and banged on the door and said, Bob, come out, your home's on fire. And he walked through the door and said, Alex, I don't want to hear from you. You're just being negative. And I said, look, flames are shooting out of the top. There's smoke coming out. And he says, Alex, you're a conspiracy theorist. I'm going to have a positive outlook on things. And then Bob or Bill goes back in and the house collapses on top of him and his family. I mean, that's how ridiculous this is. The truth is I've done my homework. The truth is I'm right about 99% of what I say. Occasionally I make an error. Normally I underestimate how bad things are. So today I'm going to go over a lot of the important news, but I'm also just going to boil down the basics of what we face as a society. And we're going to be taking your phone calls as well. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525. 877-590-5525. Or you're listening in Central Texas from the station that the syndication originates out of, News Radio 590 KLBJ. It is 836-0590. Okay, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stacks of news. I could spend the entire show on any one of these and go into great detail and prove every claim I'm making, but we don't have time. I suggest you check into these stories yourself. Drug violence spins Mexico towards civil war, CNN. El Paso Times reports FEMA and Homeland Security are preparing to seal the border for martial law in South Texas. I tell people this and get emails, then I'm a conspiracy theorist. Hey, whatever makes you happy, okay? I told you that Bank of America and others weren't safe a year ago, and you laughed at me. Now they're talking about them collapsing. Look, I just give you the facts. I'm sorry if it isn't what you want to hear. This is not magical thinking. This is not Harry Potter world. This is reality. As crime mounts, Mexicans turn to vigilante justice this out of Time magazine. And it shows all these images of machine gun dead police and military. Bezygna Brzezinski fears class warfare and the destruction of the New World Order. That's a quote from MSNBC. And we have a link to it up on Infowars.com. So we'll be going over that report. Also, you know the Army and the Marines have openly announced they're going to patrol the United States and are training for gun confiscation. Again, a decade plus after I told you they were doing that secretly. But it was in the Daily Times Herald out of Carroll, Iowa. They're going to practice locking the town down, a real town, go door to door asking about people's firearms. And I had the colonel, the head spokesman, on Friday discussing it with him. And then we got a call back from the mayor and a call back from the Army saying, Mr. Jones, don't worry. The drill has been canceled. And I looked at my producer and I said, that's a lie. They will announce by the end of the weekend and a press release has been scaled back. Guess what the Associated Press and several other publications, we have a story up on Infowars.com that Kurt Nemo did boil down linking to them. They said they're not canceling it, they're cutting it down. Because, folks, I know these people. I know them like the back of my hand. All they do is lie. Lying is their job. NORTHCOM is over the United States. We are an occupied country. The U.S. military openly works for offshore banks now. They're doing nothing but running military operations against us, period. Okay? They will lie to you every single time. Now, I guess I'm not supposed to tell the truth. I'm just go, well, I need to be pro-military and just accept the lie. It's good to be lied to. You know, that's how we stay free. If you call Mexico freedom or North Korea freedom, you see, when a government goes bad, everything falls apart and the criminals steal everything and confidence is lost and the society falls apart for 99% of people. And then in every case, the criminals that bring down the nation, they go retire in Switzerland or they go retire in the Bahamas or one of the favorite places. They go retire in Portugal or Spain or the Cook Islands. That's where they all go. And see, they don't care about your 401ks. They don't care about your future. They don't care about the red, white, and blue. They don't care. And they got control of this country, and they've now used up our credit and bought up the world with it, and they're done with us, and they're leaving a rear guard, because they're still scared of the American people, of NORTHCOM and the Marines and the Army to make sure that their getaway is safe when they turn this country into a third world nation. And when you realize they've stolen everything by design. You understand that? That's what the military and the police and the black mask and the cameras are for. Now, none of this is my opinion. Remember, I'm the guy that wrote a book in 2002 called Descent into Tyranny that said all of this would happen and even named the year it was going to happen. Wasn't hard. I had the IMF and World Bank documents. Again, none of this is hard. That's what's so ridiculous about all of this. You know, I was on a talk show station in San Francisco, big station, I forget the call letters, yesterday, and they're picking up the show. They've been carrying it last week and got a great response. But the guy was reading me emails on air of people that still say I'm a kook, and they're like, this Alex Jones is a nut. This Alex Jones makes up an imaginary New World Order. And then today I was walking out of my office, and I looked at a stack for the Obama deception I'm finishing up in the next few days. And it was a stack of over 30 mainstream news articles that I had just printed off in the last 2 weeks. And there's hundreds of them every week. This is some I printed for the film that I gave to the graphics guy to get shots of and put in the film. And there it was. And I started reading over them. You know, every day it's Zbigniew Brzezinski and Obama's people and the Republicans and all these leaders calling for world government and saying we'll have a new bank of the world that we'll pay carbon taxes to. And they're announcing all of it, and it doesn't matter if I've got Wall Street Journal, Newsweek, Time, Financial Times of London, Times of London, Associated Press, MSNBC, Reuters. I mean, that's what I've got. It doesn't matter. They just say, it doesn't exist, Alex. No, you're still wrong. It's not happening. And people write articles attacking me saying it's not happening. I mean, do you suckers that think you're part of the establishment really think you're going to make it through all this and that you're going to be on the winning team? You're with the people. You got to be lying. There's no way you don't know this is true. We'll be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's right. It's syndicated. I think the show's on about 40 stations now. The Sunday show, the weekday show's above 70, growing again quite a bit. And big stations are turning us on. I talked to these station owners, and they're like, I didn't believe you years ago, but it all came true. I've got all the mainstream newspapers here saying world government's going to save us from the banking crisis. That's exactly what you said. I heard you as a guest on my station 7 years ago say that they were going to implode the banking system through derivatives and then announce a new plan to remonetize the world through a private central bank that would control the United States with carbon taxes. Well, of course, I was reading the Council on Foreign Relations public plan. I mean, folks, I've used the analogy of if my wife tells me, hey, Monday Night Football is coming on tonight. You want to come home early and watch the game? And I say, and I come home and it comes on. And I say, how did you know Monday Night Football was going to come on? How are you psychic? How did you know? She's like, no, it's in the TV guide. I mean, this is openly what the UN has always said. This is openly what the big central banks have been working towards, setting us up to do this. And now it's happening, but so many people invested in saying that I and many others like me were a liar and were liars, that now, even though it's all happening, there's a minority of people that still cling to the old propaganda that none of this exists and that it's all a conspiracy theory. All right, here is some of the news. Guardsmen to conduct urban training in Arcadia in April. Going to go into that. Drug violence spins Mexico towards civil war. Brzezinski's fear, class warfare, and the destruction of the New World Order. MSNBC. And he says on the piece, I'm afraid the people are going to revolt against the bankers. I thought international bankers didn't exist. I thought everything was fine. Look at this story. AP, Transportation Secretary says taxing how much we drive may replace gasoline tax. I remember being on countless radio interviews on other people's shows with them making fun of me. They'd say, oh, what's going to happen in the future? And I said, well, they're going to tax you by the mile with license plate reading cameras and transponder boxes and satellite boxes in your car. And I had that from the Transportation Department over a decade ago. And they just laughed. It's so funny. It's so funny. Folks, you're going to be paying, like France, when they're done, 80% taxes in one form or another. That's openly what the OECD and the International Bank of Settlements have said their goal is. And it's going to be going to interest on debt to private banks that made the money out of nothing. Here's another one. They're announcing all over the country in USA Today, they're putting in body scanners where you walk in and it scans your naked body and puts it in a database. What they don't tell you is these airport scanners are to get a biometric read of your entire body so that their street corner cameras have your body's digital algorithm and can track everywhere you go with instant ID. And I have a CNN article here. You can go up to Infowars.com if you want and click through and watch the video itself. It's also up on PrisonPlanet.com. We have a link to it on the CNN side of the subpage. It's actually a YouTube clip of CNN. What I told you, again, I'm not keep saying I told you, but we did tell you. And you keep laughing, and there's not time for that anymore. Okay, just admit we're right and then decide what you're going to do about it. I'm not even telling you what to do about this. I'm just saying, will you please wake up? Remember Minority Report that came out, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, where they face scan you everywhere you go and then the little billboards in malls and on the street? It also tracks where you go when they're after Tom Cruise, the cop that's gone rogue. They use it to track him. Well, you see, that was already developed and patented more than 20 years ago. And about 8 years ago, I was at the UT Psychology Department funded by DARPA and saw them, this was the unclassified areas I was allowed to see, setting up these facial recognition systems. And what they do is they buy from the states your digital photo, and then with that, they track everywhere you go on the street and in the malls. And so if you see Minority Report, that's really, minus the precogs, what life is now like. So there's that report there for you. I always told folks, because the UN and the IMF and the World Bank and the Club of Rome and the CFR and the Trilateral Commission said this was their plan. They even laugh and say global warming's a fraud and giggle and snicker that the public can be scared of carbon dioxide that plants breathe. That's one of the four life-giving elements on Earth, sunshine, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen. They even laugh at us. It's very funny to them. And in a way, it is funny if it wasn't so sick. So I'd have all these world leaders on the show, and I'd say, well, you're planning these carbon restrictions to tax people. And they'd say, that's ridiculous. I have that in Endgame, the Rothschild heir was on the show. I was going, that's ridiculous. There's no plan to tax. And I'm like, but it's in all your documents. Oh, rubbish. I mean, we ought to play that clip. It's all over the news now. They're announcing the budget shortfall. In fact, some are saying he's going to talk about it tomorrow night in his speech. The feds already have put it out, but that Obama is. EPA expected to act in regulating carbon dioxide, Herald Tribune. And just Google carbon tax called for. And all these senators and committee chairmen. And, folks, it is last night I was doing a voiceover for the Obama deception, so I was going back over my research of what they're going to tax. They're going to tax all natural gas, all oil, asphalt, all plastics. They're going to tax having a fireplace or a wood-burning stove or an outdoor propane space heater. They're going to tax trash pickup federally and internationally on top of your local taxes. They're going to tax cattle when they're produced, pigs, sheep, goats, chickens. All meat will be taxed when it's produced. And on the dinner table, just Google beef tax. That's now about to be passed. The feds are pushing it. They're going to tax everything there. They're going to tax water. They're going to tax your home. They're going to tax your light bulbs, your toilets. There are thousands of taxes. In the voiceover, I say over 100 because people just can't believe that. I mean, actually, people accuse me of exaggerating. No. I limit it because I know people can't handle that. Thousands, but just get ready. I know. Laugh now. Suck your thumb now. It's so much fun. Just keep being delusional. You know, I told you that the bailout bill wasn't $800 billion or $700 billion. I told you it was over $9 trillion so far, and now Bloomberg and AP have come out with the latest numbers, $9.7 trillion. Just Google bailout now, $9.7 trillion. And then they admit in that one article alone that they've spent the money, and they're bragging in their corporate documents that, oh, our banks are very healthy. We're just blowing out some, you know, dumbing corporation fronts. We're buying up healthy banks and insurance companies. And we'll keep terrorizing the public, telling them, give us this new power, give us that new power. Do whatever we say or the economy will die. And when we do whatever they say, oh, yes, master. Oh, yes, oh, whatever you want. Just save me. Just save me. I know it's not conservative, but socialism's the only thing that'll save my 401k, so I guess I gotta go with it. This isn't socialism. The 800 billion, if you want to get technical, it's 787 billion there. There's the exact number. The $787 billion stimulus plan they passed last week, what did that do? What did that do? Well, it did something horrid. It further federalized the states, and now the bill's been analyzed. And most of the, quote, free federal money they took from the states, the feds give them 20% of the money. Some's 30, some's 40, but on average it's about 20% of the money. This is all over the news now. You can pull it up for yourself. And then the states have to pay for the 80%. It's an unfunded mandate. So more taxes, more control, and just federal databases on health care, rationing of health care is in there. That was been in the mainstream news, but telling you how great it is. I mean, they are hitting us at every angle. This is a revolution. Private offshore banks have come in, taken over the nation. They bankrupted things on purpose for a fire sale so they can consolidate wealth while secondarily terrorizing the public and the Congress into handing over all their authority because the bankers with a gun to our head say, do what we say and everything will be okay, but then things only get worse. Your call straight ahead.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it. Getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S. You'll lose some weight.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. I'm going to get more into the collapse of Mexico, what that means to the U.S., what big financial institutions are going to be going under as part of a staged event in the near future, and a lot more today. But also, I wanted to get into some of Obama's latest lies. I mean, there's so many, it's hard to even stay abreast of all the new ones. But I was with an independent film channel crew, and there was also an Australian national TV crew, at the same time down here Thursday and Friday. So Thursday night I said, let's go down and talk to Obama supporters or the public period down on 6th Street. So we went down there about 8 o'clock at night. And I'd walk up to the Obama supporters and I'd say, so do you support Obama? Oh, yes, I love him. And I'd say, okay, well, he lied. He said he was going to bring all the troops home from Iraq, but he's actually increasing overall troops overseas and saying now they're going to stay in Iraq for at least 23 more months before they even look at it. And they said, yeah, well, he had to say that to get elected. See, now they feel like they're part of the power structure and, you know, Obama's their guy and, you know, they're part of the system and they've got a place at the table. So it's okay that, you know, he lied about that. And I said, well, he's continuing actually the rendition. He's the secret arrest. They're just looking at closing Guantanamo Bay, but it's only one of hundreds of camps. And they said, well, yeah, but you got to do that in the war on terror. So suddenly these are George Bush supporters buying the whole lie. And I said, well, he promised not to appoint any lobbyists, but that's all it seems he's appointing is big lobbyists and donors to powerful positions in government. And they said, yeah, well, you know, those are the people he needs to get the job done. And I just started going in the line. I said, well, he said they had to pass the stimulus bill without reading it, but then he went on vacation for 4 days. He really didn't want people reading it. And he promised that he wouldn't do that in the future. And they said, yeah, well, you know, we got to give him time. Time? This guy's done everything Bush did, but put it on steroids. Well, here's the latest. Obama backs Bush. This is AP. Obama backs Bush. No rights for Bagram prisoners. Now, this is the real camp. This is where they first pick them up and then end up killing a lot of them. People have been beaten to death and murdered there by the thousands. I mean, they've had cases admitted where they'll put, in one case, 3,000-plus people in tiny containers for a week without food or water where they couldn't even sit down like cattle cars in Nazi Germany, and then a week later they just pull all the dead bodies out. You can Google that story. It's mainstream news. I'll never forget, there was a Gruckheimer, Sergeant Gruckheimer, in the Ithaca News, talking about how they just go in villages and kill everyone, including children. And the Pentagon came out on Fox News and said, well, we want to clarify. We only kill everybody in certain villages. The Obama administration, siding with the Bush White House, contended Friday that detainees in Afghanistan have no constitutional rights. And that went further, no Geneva rights, no international treaty rights. And see, then our troops don't have any rights when they get captured. But see, this is meant to terrorize anybody. If any government or any group or any sovereign group, you know, it was the precious Afghans fighting the Ruskies in the 80s. Well, now they want the U.S. out, and they just call them Al-Qaeda. No such thing. That's a CIA front group. And so they let them know, hey, we're going to torture you to death if you fight us. See, it's a form of terror. The Nazis would do that in Russia. And in Europe, when they were taking over areas, they would kill and torture people to death, letting them know, if you fight back in any way, we torture you to death. But see, it was bad when the Nazis did it, good when the good old U.S. of A. does it, but it's not even our military anymore. And when Pat Tillman started writing letters home saying this whole war is a fraud, all we're doing is guarding poppy fields over here, boy, they fragged him quick, didn't they? And I've talked to his family. They killed him better than a hammer. That was a Pentagon assassination. Oh, yeah, football player, you're useful to them. You're useful to the system as long as you play ball. But the minute you don't go along with the propaganda, you die. You think the globalists just kill people and break things in other nations? They think nothing of our lives as well. They've conquered this country. And until we wake up to that and speak out against them, it's just going to get worse. So Obama backs Bush, no rights for Bagram prisoners. In a two-sentence court filing, the Justice Department said it agreed that detainees at Bagram Airfield cannot use U.S. courts to challenge their detention. The filing shocked human rights attorneys because Obama had promised to reverse that. You know, I mean, if you got the proof on these people, show it in court. But see, they can't do that because even the CIA section chief that wrote the book Jawbreaker, I interviewed him, admitted they don't pick up any real Taliban or Al-Qaeda. What they do is they just grab 14-year-old goat herders and then they pay the Taliban a $25,000. They pay them a $25,000. Literally, they go up in the hills and they pick up the goat herders up in the mountains, many of them who've never even heard of America, that literally it's that primitive. And they go up there and they grab them and they put them in camps. And then the Taliban has paid $25,000 apiece. And the news advertised that they've captured Al-Qaeda. Absolutely incredible. The hope we all had in President Obama to lead us on a different path has not turned out as we'd hoped, said Tina Monsfofir Foster, a human rights attorney representing a detainee at the Bagram airfield. We all expected better. The Supreme Court last year gave Al-Qaeda and Taliban suspects held at U.S. Naval Base in Guantanamo, Cuba, the right to challenge their detention. Oh, but Obama says he's not going with that. He's going with the most extreme interpretation of the Bush administration. But then, meanwhile, they've got to have a nice little PR story to salve the public. So they put out this piece of propaganda in the Communist News Service, CNN. Abu Ghraib, now a humane prison, Iraq officials say, though they wouldn't allow a tour of the facility that was holding prisoners. Now, I saw reports a month ago that they have secret prisons all over Iraq where they, without a trial, just shoot or hang people. So, see, they've just moved out of the Abu Ghraib and move down the road. They have PR pieces for the American people. It says the notorious Iraq prison, once called Abu Ghraib, has reopened under Iraq government control, and the Ministry of Justice has launched a public relations campaign to show it has changed since the days when prisoners were tortured there, first under Saddam Hussein and later by American troops. It's now called Baghdad Central Prison, and has water fountains and freshly painted garden and a gym complete with weights and sports teams and jerseys on the walls. But it goes on to say that they were not allowed to actually see any of that of the prisoners. So that's funny. Unless you're one of the people in the torture camp. I mean, this is sick, folks. This is so completely and totally sick. It just boggles the mind that it's... But my wife listens to NPR when she's cooking breakfast or lunch or dinner, so it's on in the background. And she's always scoffing at the propaganda, but they just repeat over and over again. Barack Obama has closed Guantanamo. He stopped the secret arrest. He stopped rendition. Barack Obama's done this.
Obama.
All lies. All lies. All lies. All lies. But hey, if it makes you feel good. But see, it was fun to be upset about torture and Bush and wars and police state and the Patriot Act and warrantless spying. You got to feel like good Democrats and good moral people, and darn it, we're going to do something. We're going to get the Democrats in 2006, and the war expands. And then we're going to get Obama in, and it all expands. But it doesn't matter now. Now, well, we're running the war, and now it's darn good. And, well, we need to do what he says. He'll get the economy going. I've actually had him email me and go, you know, how dare you in your film claim that Barack Obama was involved in that dastardly banker bailout? He's fighting that. Well, wait till you see the Obama deception. It's nothing but him up there bragging that he's the one that got it rammed through the different caucuses of the Democratic Party. I mean, you guys are complete and total Jim Jones, Kool-Aid drinking fools. You love to be suckered. There isn't a scam out there that the mainline Republicans and Democrats hadn't bought into. Let me give you a newsflash. Barack Obama is a front man puppet. Barack Obama runs nothing. He is a PR public relations creation. He might as well be a Max Headroom hologram. It doesn't matter. He goes out and lies to you convincingly and looks right into the camera reading the teleprompter. He's just a better liar than George Bush. George Bush, who looked like Satan with his horns cut off. See how that was all scripted for you. All right, I promise we're going to your calls. Matt, John, Steve, George, Billy Bob. We always love getting calls from people like Billy Bob. So that is coming up. Don't forget, my new phone comes out in just a few weeks. It is theobamadeception.net. That's the website. Stay with us.
Our beloved Republic is...
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment. Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. We're going to go ahead and go straight to your phone calls. We better start shouting at the international bankers. Shout at the real devil and realize who the real enemy is and has orchestrated this collapse to bring in world government. Or things are just going to get worse and worse in this society. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in California. Matt, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I'd like to just thank you, first of all, for all that you've done so far. I joined the InfoWar and October, and I just can't believe how much I've learned so far. But I just wanted to talk about an economist that Ron Paul quoted in his book, The Manifesto, and it was Frederick Bastiat. Have you ever heard his name?
Yes.
And he used the term plunder when he talked about banks, and he used the term plunder when he talked about the French socialists coming in, and that's basically one of the
Low-level liberals think that, oh, we're a bunch of hippies, we're going to make a big government and take money from the middle class. They think of the middle class as the elite. But in every case in history, the last 200 years, socialism is funded by the big financiers because they want to take control of governments and steal the tax money for themselves. Then they just call it a workers' paradise and give a little bit of chicken feed to the blue-collar workers when it's the bankers themselves that destroy the economy, where the people then think they've got to go to government for their sustenance.
Exactly. Is it okay if I give you a real quote real quick, and then I'll
yeah, go ahead. Sure.
In his book, I think it was a big essay called The Law, he says, this chapter is called How to Identify Legal Plunder. And it says, but how is this legal plunder to be identified? Quite simply, see if the law takes from some persons what belongs to them and gives it to other persons to whom it does not belong. And he says, see if the law benefits one citizen at the expense of another by doing what the citizen himself cannot do without committing a crime. And that sentence just, hits it right there. I mean, we are just being plundered. And I love how he uses this term. But that's all I had to say. And I hope people read his books. Frederick Bastiat, really, he combines, economics with society and how it all comes together. It's really great. So thank you very much, Alex.
Hey, thanks for calling. Reading books, though, most Americans don't do that. That's not cool. No. What's cool is to tune into mainline talk radio and have fake conservatives tell you that it's a commie conspiracy and that it's dumb hippies that are, taking over. No, it's international banks that want big government so that they can have corporate welfare from it and use government against their competition, use federal regulators and state regulators to shut down their competition. And under the Republican administration, we saw a tripling in the size of government, and now Obama's getting ready to triple it again and claiming he's going to cut the budget deficit in half when every form of spending is already being close to doubled by him in office 1 month. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Pennsylvania. John, welcome.
Alex, how are you doing today, my friend?
Good, sir.
Hey, it's great to talk to you finally. I've been listening for about a little over a year now. Woke up about a year and a half ago. And I just want to say you are responsible for me waking up. Thank you.
Well, God bless you, sir. You know what? If I'm going to be free, you've got to be free. And the more people we wake up, the better. So I didn't do you a favor there, brother. I just did my duty.
Well, and I've taken it one step further. I've been doing the all the research all this time and wondering what I can do to help. And what I've decided to do is open a new chapter of We Are Change. And I'm here to announce that the Northwestern Pennsylvania chapter of We Are Change is officially launched.
Good. And for those that don't know what that is, I guess about 2 years ago, Luke Radowski, when he was 20 years old, a 9/11 truth activist, an anti-globalist activist, started We Are Change, and we tried to build up a platform for him. He did a lot of great work in front of a lot of people, still does it. And I think there's something like 100-plus chapters from as far away as Japan and Australia to the Netherlands. Good to hear from you, my friend. That's exciting. Get a website up, and you can call in and plug it. Steve in Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. A few things I want to comment on real quick, and then I had a couple of questions. First of all, this colonel with the Iowa National Guard that you interviewed on Friday, I have one thing to say in response to all that stuff he gave you, bull. I mean, I can't believe what this guy was saying. 23 years with the National Guard, didn't know what was going on, that you cited to him was in the local newscast. I think that guy's just a puppet.
But notice their spokesman. He admitted they were going to do door-to-door gun checks. They were going to practice locking down towns. He admitted he knew that the National Guard was being federalized and there is a plan to use 20,000 combat troops on the streets of America. And he then had to admit, he said, we'll never confiscate guns. And then, oh, well, was the Iowa Guard involved in New Orleans? And he kind of went, and then he said, I can't comment. Yes, we were there. And then I said, and then I brought up PDD 51, and he said, I can't comment on that. He goes, yeah, I know what that is. You see, I mean, this is sick.
Yeah, that made me want to throw up when he actually had the nerve to talk about them defending the Constitution. I also wanted to mention this. I heard the other day on the news Obama commenting after his sinfulness package, and that's what I call it, got passed. He made this statement, and you probably heard this. This is the beginning of the end. And I think that's really fitting. And, of course, people were probably thinking that I'm on board with him. Well, you know, this is about the, you know, bringing our economy out of the crisis it's in. But, of course, we know what he really means by that. And I thought it was fitting that the newscasters commented that said this will give the economy its biggest shot in the arm ever. And I think that's Freudian doublespeak because what you know about vaccines, I think that's very fitting. Yeah, it will be the biggest shot in the arm. It'll be the death of our economy.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. Folks, whether you love the 30 million illegal aliens or hate them, I don't blame people in a horrible third world nation of corruption who are being driven off their ancestral land and being enslaved wanting to come up here. But in the final equation, if you look at the numbers, just incarcerating illegal aliens in Texas costs billions of dollars a year. Incarcerating them in California costs tens of billions. Paying for them to have the babies up here. Then they become citizens and get on welfare. And they've done federal studies on this, outnumbers all the amount of taxes or all the work or all they add to the economy. And I don't care if the people from south of the border were white, black, purple, green, or polka-dotted. I am against what's happening. And on top of it, Mexico lost two wars with the U.S., and they teach in their schools that the Southwest belongs to Mexico. And this is now even being taught in our public schools. So the globalists want to break this country apart, and Mexico is in civil war, is collapsing. I've been telling you that for 4 years. Now it's in the Washington Post and the New York Times and CNN today. And there have been more than 10,000, I finally got the last numbers. You know, late in the year I was seeing 8,000-plus murders on the border with the U.S. and Mexico. That's just on the border. It was more than that. They have thousands a week down there total. I mean, it's just total bedlam. But now the latest numbers came out from last year. That was coming out a few months late. Over 10,000 murders on the Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California border. And it's spilling over. They are killing police. They're killing military. They've killed FBI. And it's always barely a mention in the news. I mean, if a citizen kills an FBI agent, it's like the world ended. And they have big parades, and the cops cry, and there's all this freaking out. And, you know, it's not a good thing. But the point is, Well, here's an example. 90% of the time if a cop's killed, they find the person that did it. Only 10% of the time if a citizen's killed, they find it did it. I think a citizen's is worth as much as a cop or a fireman or anybody else. You know, you sign on to this heroic, dangerous job. But the point is that when the Mexican troops, and that's who's dealing the drugs, it's the Mexican government, kill police and military and citizens and burn out houses and attack ranchers, the federal government instead comes in and sues the ranchers if they dare arrest people trespassing. And that's like England, where forget going to prison if you shoot somebody that invades your house, hiding a gun that, you know, that's been banned for 20 years. They put you in jail in cases if you break a vase, like a man broke a vase over a guy's head who was raping his wife in his house. They let the criminal out and prosecuted him, the guy that protected his wife. Same thing here in the U.S. Every week I see articles where a crook falls through a skylight in somebody's house or slips and falls in a house or cuts themselves breaking in. And the cops come and the lawsuits are filed and the homeowner gets in trouble for the crook invading. Folks, this is what's happening. This is what's happening in the United States. And if you don't believe me, the stories I just told, then you're hiding under a rock. That's been all over the news. The system is meant to go after good, hardworking Americans. Like the famous case of the guy had rats eating his tomatoes. So he killed one with a shovel. And a neighbor saw it and called the animal people. And then he went to jail. And folks, again, this is all about getting regular citizens in the net. This is all about capturing regular citizens because we're the ones that have money they can suck off of. Here's an example. 99%, and I just saw these numbers today in the mainstream news, 99%. I'll cover it when I get back. I'm out of time.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.